This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Hey, the conference finals are underway. Four teams left in pursuit of the Ed Chynnel Cup. We'll hear from Medicine Hat Tigers head coach Sean Clouston, fresh off a seven-game series win over Kootenay, as the Tigers now tangle with Edmonton. Kelowna Rockets captain Madison Bowie will join us as well as his Rockets take on the Portland Winterhawks in the West. But first, the WHL has announced its Eastern and Western Conference nominees for the Four Broncos Memorial Player of the Year. Spokane Chiefs forward and WHL leading scorer this past season, Mitch Holmberg, will represent the West. He'll join us in moments. First up, what a great season for Sam Reinhart, both regular season and the playoffs. And he has been nominated as the WHL's Eastern Conference nominee for Player of the Year. Sam, before we get to the season, I know it's less than a day here as we speak since your club was eliminated from the postseason, that Game 7 loss in Medicine Hat. I'm sure it still hurts, and that's at the top of mind for you.
Yeah, definitely a little disappointing. You know, at any stage of the playoffs, when you get knocked out in any round, it's tough to close a team out. You know, give credit to the Tigers. You know, they really made it difficult. You know, we felt in the last two games we gave ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, like I said, it's tough to close a team like that out. You know, it's just a little unfortunate that we couldn't get the job done.
Personally, for you, 23 points in 13 playoff games. You just really continued where you left off there from your great regular season.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely carrying some confidence in. And this time of the year, when you're playing your best, you know, good things happen. And, you know, we definitely got contributions from everyone. And that made it a lot easier for me and my line to produce.
Sam, 105 points in 60 regular season games, up near the top as far as points per game. You just missed there because of World Juniors and things like that. But your regular season, going back to the streak of 22 games straight with a point, Player of the Month for February, a big season for you for your draft year. It really couldn't have come together better here for you. Maybe a gold medal would have been nice there at World Juniors.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you talk about World Juniors, the experience was good. You know, not the result we wanted. But, you know, from the year, you know, in the Western League, you know, I was definitely happy with it. You know, look back at playoffs and was definitely playing my best at the right time of the year. And, you know, a little unfortunate at the end.
Where does your, focus turn to here? Your season's over. The NHL draft, of course, is coming up. And I'm sure that'll be a lot of your attention. But where do you go from here for the next little while, Sam?
Going back home in the next couple of days to West Vancouver, you know, we'll take a couple of days off and rest and energize for sure, and then start training right away again. You know, the summer is really important, and, you know, I'm definitely, you know, doing everything I can to make the jump into professional hockey next year, and, you know, off-ice is definitely a big part of that.
Sam, lastly, Mitch Holmberg is who you're up against here. What a great season he had, 118 points. We just will be talking to him in moments as well. Your thoughts on Mitch? I know you went head-to-head with him a few times this season.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive looking and seeing what he had done this year. You know, no question, congrats to him. And, you know, definitely an honor to be nominated in the same category as him, and obviously hats off to the year he had.
Well, good luck to you in the WHL award ceremony coming up here at the end of the month, and I know you have a busy and I'm sure exciting summer ahead here, Sam. Thanks for your time on WHL This Week.
Thank you.
Mitch Holmberg's breakout season of the Spokane Chiefs has him as the Western nominee for Player of the Year. I spoke with Mitch. 118 points, leads the league, over 60 goals. Mitch Holmberg, did you think you had this kind of a season in you this year?
No, not when I started the season, definitely not. I think going into your 20-year-old year, you just hope to have the best and see how it kind of turns out. If anybody told me I was going to have a 60-goal season, I would have said they were crazy at the start. But, you know, it truly was an amazing year, and I got to play with a lot of good players, and some that I'll never forget.
You know, I've talked to you about this during the season, but you look back to 2011, Tyler Johnson, Spokane Chiefs, pretty much mirrors what you've done this year, or you mirrored him, and he won the Player of the Year that year in 2011 up against Darcy Kemper of the Red Deer Rebels. So maybe this is just fate, the way it's playing out here for you.
Yeah, obviously Johnny was a guy that I always looked up to, but it'd be pretty special to be able to win this award and, you know, have my name alongside those guys that have won it. So, you know what, I'm sure I'll get a talk to Johnny before anything happens. So it's just crazy how you could say I played with that guy and now I'm kind of in the same position that he's in.
You're up against Sam Reinhardt, who was the top draft eligible here out of the WHL. I know you've had some battles with him being in Kootenay, and you and Spokane, you guys play each other, four times during the course of the season. So your thoughts on Sam Reinhardt and his nomination, too?
Yeah, he's a great player. That he always plays hard every night, and every game that we played those guys, he was a factor. And I know a couple games he totally controlled the game, so he's a great player, and he's going to have a bright future in the game, obviously, with his draft rating and everything. And you know what, just to be up against him, be up against a guy that's like that in that draft status, it's pretty crazy to be thinking about that. But he's a hardworking player that is gifted, and you know what, he's going to go a long ways.
Well, Mitch, it didn't take long for you to start your pro career. You signed an AHL deal with Oklahoma City, the farm club of the Edmonton Oilers. Talk about signing with them and beginning life as a pro hockey player.
You know what, after the end of the year, I really wasn't sure what I was going to do. And you know what, I got the offer from those guys, so it was obviously something that took a lot of thinking, but I think it was a perfect fit for me. Just being able to be in the Edmonton Oilers organization, they're a young, talented group, and it's on that. It's pretty exciting time of year and their organization for them. So it was definitely a no-brainer for me to become a part. Every day is a new day for me here. It's time just to prove myself again and kind of start from the bottom.
Mitch Hohenberg, the WHL's Western Conference for Player of the Year. He'll be up against Sam Reinhardt at the awards coming up at the end of the month. Best of luck at the awards ceremony in Calgary. Great WHL run for you, Mitch. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
Well, the Medicine Hat Tigers en route to Edmonton to begin the Eastern Conference final. Sean Clouston, head coach of the Tigers, joins us on the phone. Sean, first of all, to come back from 3-1, I know you always preach and say it's possible, but how tough was it for your team to do that and then win it on home ice?
Yeah, it was a huge challenge. And I mean, so much credit goes to the players, the leadership group. I mean, if the players don't really want to do it, I think it's almost an impossible task. And you know, all the cliches fit. We just wanted to take it one step at a time, and fortunately we were able to get it done. I think as the series went on, we got better, which was important, and our leaders did a fantastic job. Obviously the line of Volk, Cox, and Stamford were amazing in that series. We got great goaltending. We got contributions from lots of different people, but it was really a team effort and a team mindset that, you know, let's keep this going as long as we can.
You mentioned Cox, Sanford, Volk. They've been good for you all season, and that has really continued now in both rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah, it has, and the impressive thing there is that, you know, there's different teams, different years. There's different options, and, you know, sometimes a team has the luxury of maybe putting a checking line out against top guys, but, you know, we've just felt with our team that, you know, our best option is head-to-head. And so, I mean, they've got, you know, through the first two rounds, really, really tough matches. I mean, it's not like they've been able to put up numbers and, you know, and beat up on third and fourth lines. I mean, it's been against the other team's top lines both series.
So, back in the conference finals, so you've been there before, but awaiting you is a familiar team there, and that's the Edmonton Oil Kings, who have been now to the conference finals 3 years in a row. I know you played them 6 times in the regular season. Do you put any stock, Sean, in the fact that they took 5 out of 6 during the regular season on you?
Yeah, like, I mean, they got 11 out of 12 points. I mean, we beat them once in overtime. They're an exceptional team. I mean, they are deep at all positions. They play a real strong team game. It's not just that they're skilled. I mean, their team game is exceptional. I mean, their systems, their power play, their penalty kill, their transition game is great. I mean, they're the one team we've always felt as a team that, you know, our speed, you know, our aggressiveness, our quickness as a game goes on is, you know, works to our advantage. And I mean, Edmonton is the one team that just, you know, they feel just as quick. I mean, their transition game and their speed game is equal. We're in for a tough test.
And they've been resting for a week, and I know that after your Game 7 win, you had to jump on the bus and get right back at it hours later to get to Edmonton to get the series started. So is that much of a factor? Maybe you can perhaps take advantage of some rust here as you guys just keep on plugging right along.
That's definitely going to be our focus, and that's, you know, what the way we're going to look at it for sure. We're playing some great hockey right now. We're doing everything we can to win games. We obviously had to do that. I mean, guys are selling out. Our penalty kill has been good against a couple guys that, you know, really tore it up against Calgary and Deshano and Reinhardt. When, you know, I felt that, you know, as a group we were able to keep those guys in check. You know, we're finding ways to win. So that's definitely going to be the sell. Is that, you know what, guys? We just keep this going. Basically, the last three games we looked at it. And, you know, we don't need to practice much. We just got to get ready for games.
Well, first things first, that's a playoff series, an Eastern Conference series with the Edmonton Oil Kings. We appreciate your time, Sean. Good luck in the series, and good luck trying to capture that Coach of the Year award as well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, radio edition.
The Kelowna Rockets will try to dethrone the Portland Winterhawks as the two top teams in the regular season meeting in the Western Final. Now, the Rockets have been led by captain and defenseman Madison Bowie in the playoffs through two rounds. How big was it to sweep Seattle, a team that gave you a lot of troubles last year in that first round?
Yeah, I think it was huge for us. I mean, we knew that they were going to come out hard and play a good series, and they did just that, I think, and we kind of stepped up our tempo a little bit, and that's what we really wanted to do going into that series, and I think it was... It's good for us to get by them within four games and not without any injuries, and now it's going to be a good test ahead of us.
The team and the Washington Capitals announced the signing of yourself during the playoffs. Happy to get that out of the way and focus on the playoffs, or where was that at heading in?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a pretty cool time in my career. I think it was pretty awesome to see that happen. I think it was a relief, too, and now I mean, now that I can get kind of just focusing on playoffs, it was nice to get out of the way pretty quick there. And now it's just the main goal is to bring home a championship, and that's what we're focusing on now.
All right. Well, you're going to be a big part if the Rockets are going to have success against Portland. What do you know about this team? We know that they are rolling right now. They've also have an identical 8-1 record, and they can score goals and be very dynamic. But what's the plan of attack here against this Winterhawks team, Madison?
Yeah, well, they're definitely a tremendous team offensively, and they're good defensively too. I think they have a few top lines there, the first two lines that can really put up numbers, as you see Patan and Leipzig are there. They are top in the league scoring. I think they have good defense that can provide offense too. So I think our game plan really is to stick to our game plan, which is working hard and outworking the other team. I think, and it's going to be a great series and good for the fans. And I know we're trying to just focus on shutting those two top lines down and focusing on playing a hard game.
You had a great season series against them. You won all four games, and, you know, a bunch of those games were blowouts as well, a couple of wins in Portland. Can you draw some confidence from that, do you think?
I think we can, yeah. I mean, going back to those games, though, we know they didn't have their top players in the lineup for most of them, so I think it was kind of lucky that we played them without those guys, but I think now it's kind of a whole new season. A lot of things have changed, and, I mean, it's going to be a good series. We're definitely confident going into this one, but we know that it's really up for grabs. Both teams can win this one, so we just have to play our game and stick to our game plan.
Well, Madison, it's been a pretty stellar month for you, signing with the Washington Capitals, and now have your team there in the conference finals against Portland. Best of luck there in the conference finals, Madison. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much, John.
And that is the show this week. I want to say thanks to our guests. Now, next week, we'll take a look at some of the top prospects available for the WHL Bantam Draft set for May 1st in Calgary. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.